all division games are tough, and we're going against another division rival back-to-back week, so it should be a lot of fun. And then you're going into a hostile crowd, and it's one of those games that's going to take a 60-minute ball game. It's going to come down to the end.
How much more fluid does that offense look now, year two under Zimmer, year two under Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh, they look very good. Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he takes the lead of that offense, and he's capable of making all the throws. And also they have a great leader in their running back, who's possibly one of the greatest running backs to play the game. So it's going to take collective effort to try to stop those guys.
What are the things that Adrian Peterson can do? What's the biggest challenge for this defense in week seven?
You just have to be disciplined. You have to do your job and be in the right gap, because he's very good with his vision. I mean, everyone knows he runs hard. He's a great running back, but I give him a lot of credit with his vision, because he's almost like a quarterback. If you're in the wrong gap or wrong seam, he can find the right gap and right seam and bust through for a big run.
Morgan, obviously it's a different beast this week with AP, but can you take away what you guys did against the Lions, perhaps your best rush defense game of the year, and what worked so well for you guys against the Lions stopping the run?
I mean, the Lions, that was a different game plan. We put that behind us, so now we got to focus on the Vikings. That's two different opponents, two different players with different schemes. So what might work against the Lions might not work against the Vikings. So we had to just come together, come over the game plan, and it's going to take collective effort to stop AP.
Morgan, on tape, it looks like Bridgewater, one of his things is he's poised and resourceful. He kind of skips away from stuff. And do you see him that way, kind of a poised, resourceful young player?
Yeah, definitely. He's one of those guys where you can't get frustrated. You have to stay on your technique and your coverage a little bit long, because you think he's bottled up, and then you see on film where he scrambles out and he might throw a dump pass that gets a big gainer. So he's one of those guys that's quarterback very keeps his composure very well. He's a smart guy, and like I said, he has good command of that offense, and he leads those guys.
Besides Adrian Peterson, what's the biggest difference between this Vikings offense from last year to this year? What makes them as a team so good, you think?
I think it starts with Teddy Bridgewater. You can see the improvement in him from last year to this year. And he has great command of that offense, and he moves the ball around, and it helps out when they have a good running back as well.
You talked about having back-to-back division games. We have four in a row. So how do you balance that along with bouncing back?
You're just taking one game at a time. I mean, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, last game, that's in the past. I mean, tomorrow is too far away, so we just have to live in the now and take it one step at a time.
You're one of the veterans, though. You've been here for a while. You've seen ups and downs. How does this team stay the course through some choppy waters right now?
You just stay together. I mean, water doesn't sink a boat. If it's water around the boat, you won't sink. But once you let water get in the boat, that's when you go down. So as long as we stay together, not paying attention to the outside noise, and understand that all the guys in this locker room was get this ship moving. So as long as we stay together, motivate one another, we'll be fine.
Morgan, what do you think of the wide receiver group in Minnesota?
Those guys are very athletic, and they have a lot of speed. You know, you can see those guys on film making big plays down the field, and also catching like now routes and almost like extended run play and making big plays with that. So like I said, they have playmakers on the offense, and they have playmakers on their team. So it's going to take a collective group to get the job done.